everybody, welcome back to Sundays at the Station.
Sunday.
Yeah, what's up?
Go. Hi, everybody. Hi, how are you? Me, John Sherburn.
Me, Justin Ketchai.
And this is Sundays at the Station. Today we got a little bit of a interesting one.
We have a little, what do you call it? We have a mission-based
themed
podcast.
Themed episode. No, mission. We have a mission-based show for you guys today.
The mission is to talk about something.
Yeah, pretty much we have something specific we're getting into. So, there is this little play. It's like a musical-ish.
Octet.
It's called Octet. It's by Dave Malloy. It's about eight internet addicts in the basement of a church talking about their internet addiction and what that means. It was off Broadway 2019. It might come back next year for another little show.
Really?
Yeah. And it's really interesting. I saw this one little piece of it. Is that eight? IX?
Eight?
Roman
That'd
numeral?
Be nine.
Nine?
IX, because X is 10.
You're right. Nine. Number nine from this album is Little God. This is conversational, this little song. I don't know about the other ones, but this one is a conversational thing.
Yep.
That focuses pretty much on the concepts of science, religion. What it all means.
Miracles, you know, and what, how science plays with religion, really, and how they interact with each other.
We'll do a quick little, like, breakdown of the plot. Pretty much what happens is, this guy's a scientist, an atheist. Not that those two things are mutually exclusive, but he is. And he goes online at nights, one night, and pretty much finds a recording that he translates into a person saying that they're God. And he finds this person can speak to him, even though it's like supposed to be pre-recorded. Eventually, he finds out that this is maybe God. This is at least a omnipresent thing that can control stuff. He goes into his science laboratory, and all of his playmates, peers,
colleagues,
colleagues. All his colleagues also got this message from God, and God comes in, and God's a little girl
wearing a mermaid. Costume.
Wearing a mermaid costume, and pretty much the rest of it's him talking about how they are trying to decide how to prove it's God, like how far to prove it's God. God starts by doing like little miracles, and they start doing all these studies and things and understanding, maybe trying to understand how they did this and how this happened, and a bunch of weird shit happens, like she makes a, what is it? Not a velociraptor.
She turns a coffee maker. She changes a coffee maker into a little pterodactyl.
Yeah, into a pterodactyl. They end up going back in time, and they see all these historical things, and she's playing with the universe, and they're entering different things, and it's going crazy, and they're trying to decide, when do we prove this is God?
And how?
Truly. Because so far, all these things technically have a scientific explanation. When does it become a miracle? And that's kind of what we want to talk about today. So that was a quick little... I hope I did that justice. I think I did.
Yeah, that's the gist for sure.
All right, cool.
So yeah, I mean, you're listening to this, and it's very, I want to talk about the production first, honestly.
Sure.
So I haven't listened to the rest of the musical or anything. I didn't see it. Wish I did. It seems very interesting. But I really like the way that they go between the ensemble and the main character. It's an ensemble of it feels like three people or somewhere around there.
It is an octet standing on the stage.
Okay.
There is eight people. I don't know if they're all talking the whole time something, but there is eight people.
It sounds just like a small group of people replying as little God and sometimes his colleagues. And it's just a very droning sounding.
And they're all in parts.
Like, it's very monotone, and we're all talking in a different key, but it's all coming together.
It's just like eight people, like almost sounds like it sounds dissonant.
Right.
That's what it is. It's almost flat, but it's not. It's just this dissonant, like the voice of many is the concept. I think they do that concept pretty well.
Yeah.
I think the main question of this whole thing is like, what is knowing?
Yeah,
right?
It is.
The what creates knowledge? Where does knowledge end? Like in the quest for truth. How far will you go? Because once you get on that path of, like, I need to know for sure, it's almost impossible to get off that path.
Right.
Like, it's a quest that will never... It's an unquenchable thirst for more.
Because there's certain things that you can't know for sure.
And there's always another question.
Exactly.
There's always something deeper. Something
well, this, bigger. Then this.
Until and maybe this. You're God.
Yeah.
Right?
And you do know everything.
So once you go through everything, you're just God. Because you know everything.
Mm-hmm.
But how long does that take?
Well, so does God mean to know everything? Well, I guess in knowing everything... Does that mean that you know how to do anything? Because is that knowledge or is it skill? Are they the same thing?
It is a really slippery slope. I think at the beginning they talk for a bit. Let me see if I can pull it up. At the beginning he's talking for a while about like skepticism and why skepticism is like important. Let's see. He says, I actually try to engage, educate a little. He's talking about being on forums and talking to people at night. You know, these people, it's just impossible. It's like throwing your mind against a wall. And I get so heated, man. It's like I'm intolerant of unintelligence. It's my fatal flaw. I might as well be getting mad at people for not being able to do calculus. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And there's a few... there's these three little things he says that I want to talk about a little bit. I don't know if you care about this stuff, too. But I think that's interesting. Like, I get angry at people for not being smart. I think it's a more boiled down way of saying I get mad at people for not wanting to be smarter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like, I don't know how you feel about that quote.
I mean, I think it's a common problem that a lot of people have. And because like it's, once you have a certain knowledge, you just have it. So you kind of take it for granted that you had, and it also depends. 'Cause on one side you could like really come at the angle with like, I worked so hard to get this, nobody else knows this, so I'm gonna tell it to everybody. Mm-hmm. and then play it up. I'm so confident in my answer.
Yes, I'm right.
Equally it could be like, oh, this makes so much sense, how does not everybody realize this? And it's like the angle of like, oh, the sheeple are just believing a certain thing, and there's multiple angles to go at it with. But
that's tough because on the one hand it's like, you can't blame anyone else for not having the same life as you. The same
exactly.
Your only reason you know things you know is because of how your life has gone.
The experiences
at the same
that
time, though, can be frustrating. I know something that I struggle with. Like, it can be frustrating to say, "I mean, no one's working from the same knowledge base, but why aren't we?" Like, it seems so obvious, but that's not a good way to look at the world at all. How about the next part? He talks about science is suspect. I mean, look at nutrition. The scientific evidence for whether you should eat wheat or not is crazy, or if acupuncture works. And as a layman, we trust that what we hear from our preferred media and peers is right, but skepticism is necessary and a healthy trait in scientists. Or at least that's what I thought.
Hmm.
I think that's like the key to the entire thing. I think that is the quote to describe the entire plot of it. That's the question you're going at. Like, what is belief and faith? And like, should we have faith? Is blind faith okay? How much faith is okay? How much skepticism is okay?
Right.
I think that's like the crux of it.
Yeah, it's all about what you want, and that's like, and I have this belief that, you know, our lives are, you know, so short. I don't mean to get like,
please do,
existential,
man.
Or I mean, I guess that's what this whole thing is about. But our lives are short, you know, so we have to, in having different experiences through life, you have to assign certain importances to different things, and they're not ever going to be the same for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Yeah, because we live in different areas of the globe, and unless we achieve some sort of utopian state where everybody has the same knowledge base, the school is the same.
One world order.
And in a good way, though, whatever that would mean. You
if
know?
Possible.
If humans progress and you can be creative and whatever, but we all have the same knowledge base, one government and whatever.
Oh, God, it would be horrible.
It's less exciting for sure.
Mm.
But that's where we would all have the same kind of stresses on certain things.
What about faith versus skepticism? I know we've talked about this a lot, and we have different opinions on this. Like, in terms of how much to believe. Like, I know that you believe in ghosts, and I don't believe in ghosts. That's huge. And then I have a few of those things. Like, my mom believes in all that stuff, too. A lot of it. She's had experience with a lot of it. I haven't.
Right.
I consider myself to be kind of a skeptic.
Well,
I don't know if it's a good thing, though. Yeah. Like, how much of that's healthy? I want to just hear your kind of take on that.
On ghosts or just believing in something like that?
I mean, if
that.
You feel like using the metaphor, feel free. But.
Yeah. I'll I'll go with ghosts. And
ooh.
Spooky. Like I've, when I was a kid, this is just like kind of a, this is a reach, but
anecdote.
Yeah. When I was younger than when I was 1 to 3, you know, my parents and I lived in this
one
house.
To three. You were that young? No,
it's a different experience than what I've told you. I've had a couple.
How do you know? Oh.
I was told. I was told this one. That's why I was saying it was a reach. The house that I lived in, and specifically the bedroom that I lived in, was a room that the previous owners had a relation to. Somebody committed suicide in that room, hung himself, whatever. Never was able to fall asleep in that room as a baby. They always had to drive me around so I would fall asleep, and then they would drop me off in that room. Just crying. Crazy. My aunt, 2 years ago, we were at a family gathering, and she was like, oh yeah, your guy's first house was definitely haunted. Like, that, she's convinced that she's a... Because I'm
medium?
Saying... I'm saying, yeah. She's... And I don't know the science behind that at all. But she's like, yeah, I can, like, feel that sort of energy. And we never told her that somebody had committed suicide or anything like that in that house.
Cool.
She was just like, yeah, that room specifically was heavy as shit.
Sketchy.
So there's that. And then also at my grandparents' house when I was like around 10 years old, I heard footsteps in the kitchen unmistakably. They said
which
that
I'm
it was,
convinced is an auditory hallucination, which is normal for young children.
I was wide awake developing. Watching Home Alone. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But so, and I always say that stuff like, nah. And it's because I've never experienced it.
Exactly.
And I'm open to it too. Like I really want to experience something that makes me question that stuff. I just haven't.
Yeah.
Oh, the air conditioning's on, man.
I know. I noticed. We'll
EQ
it. Is it
noticeable?
It's not bad.
We can turn it off. It's not weird.
I can barely hear it in my headphones.
All right. If this audio is bad, I want everyone to blame Justin.
Okay.
I offered to turn it. He said no. Okay. Hi audience. Hope you're doing well. Hope we're not too boring. Yeah, I think to a point, you know, faith is dangerous if you're putting it in the wrong things. Like, if you're putting faith in external sources, it can be really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about nutrition. We've talked about nutrition.
Right.
How every year, stuff like the meat industry, like all that stuff changes what is good for you to do and not. And it's completely based off of the people in the industry that have a stake in what happens. Meat
right.
industry.
Right.
Have a stake in what happens. So to a point, belief in systems like government and education are key, because if we don't believe in those systems, then they won't work anymore. If you believe in them too much, it can also breed misinformation, misintelligence. You know what I mean?
Right.
It happens. If you look like the history books we're taught, some of that stuff's not real, not true.
Fabricated.
But at the same time, if you don't believe in anything, there's issues. A certain amount of personal belief is needed. You have to believe in the world you live in. To at least a certain degree, you should have a faith in something. It doesn't have to be like a specific thing, but having a faith in something larger than yourself helps to create external motivation, especially when you're lacking that inside yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge thing that people that don't have anything like that, when life gets tough, it's really easy to shut down because there's nothing driving you forward.
Yeah.
So I do think, to a certain extent, faith is important, but how much?
Right? I think you just have to be able to discern your own beliefs with common sense, I guess. And common sense is, you know, such a interesting thing, because I think we all have, you know, the common sense to use manners and certain things like that, which are...
I wish I just burped really loud and you said that. I really wish I could just summon a burp.
And I think, going back to Octet, this is about internet addicts, you know, and... discerning your own beliefs is a very prominent theme on the internet.
Mm.
It's just people spewing their opinions.
It's also a difficult theme too. It's difficult to have.
Yeah. So it's, I think if you're able to discern your own belief for very, you know, vivid reasoning, then, you know, that's a good thing.
Mm.
And the people are going to disagree. That's how life works. But
yeah, no, I agree. I think, too, if you look at, like, a little god, it's a little girl. It's trying to make itself easier on the people. But I always find that interesting, because I do think that the concept of God in general is just simple for us. Like, the concept of a being is really attractive, because I think that for the most part, if you look at the way the natural world works, it like thrives in chaos. I mean, it is chaos. Like, entropy is one of those things that just always happens. The reason that we exist is just the chaotic mixture of things that made this world inhabitable, that made most of the world that we've observed not inhabitable. Chaos is what happens. And so, but it's a lot harder to believe that we exist because we happen to be a certain distance from the sun, mm-hmm. which happens to allow moisture to accumulate, water to form, then terrain to form. After that, animals in the water that eventually somehow came onto land, and then
millions
those animals kept going. And lizards
yes.
were the move until what? A meteor hits, happens to kill the lizards, paving the way for mammals to have a better spot. We happen to have this thing happen that no one knows what it is, that create gives us this ability to create and question things. And then from there, we actually make it mid-level predators all the way to the top of the food chain and create
yeah.
a situation like this.
Yeah.
That's impossible. Something must be controlling this. There's no way that all that stuff happened.
Or it did.
It's a lot, well, maybe, maybe not. We don't know. But it's a lot easier to accept that someone did this for us
yes.
than this is just fucking random. And especially if it's random, what's the point? It's
yeah.
the concept that comes up. And that's why like nihilism and shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's because that stuff's very concerning for us. Those concepts freak us out.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people that are religious got a little easier. They have that ability to just be like, and it's a faith. You just be, I just trust that this is how this is working. It has
yeah.
to be working this way. It makes sense to me. And people that are not, people that are like very science-driven people, that hunger. All, you're never going to, you know,
it's
you
passion.
Will die before they figure it out. You will die before they figure it out.
Right.
So all you can do is sit here and like twiddle your thumbs and like try not to have a panic attack.
It's, yeah, and I'm glad that you just referenced like anxiety and panic attacks at the end there. Because that's really, I think, the crux of what you're going to decide to
this
believe.
This podcast was brought to you by panic attacks. Anxiety. Have some today. Sorry.
Sorry. I really wanted to add on to that, but I still got that sleep fog.
Go. Do your thing.
But yeah, the I'm sorry.
Did you forget? I'm
yeah.
sorry. Oh, I
the crux
the
of
the joke was so good.
Yeah, it was a good joke. The crux of what you believe, you know, it's what makes you less anxious about existence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
steadies you.
Yeah, it's. If you're insanely curious, you can't stop thinking about how we are here, then you're going to want to explore it. And then you're going to look at the scientific reasoning behind it, because that's out there right now.
That's a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Science is a religion.
If you choose to have that knowledge of what physically, what matter is going into this whole thing, and,
mm-hmm.
and what chemically and all of that, you're going to look for it, and you're going to continue as far as the scientists are right now.
Yeah, and that stuff will change, too. It's all
right.
So weird to think. 600 years, look back and be like, poof.
Right.
That's crazy, because you're like, no, it makes sense,
like,
but like, it doesn't make sense. We just think it does.
Gravity, that's all they had.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, seriously, it's
yeah.
just weird. How much time do we have?
We are at 18 minutes.
All right, I have a question for you.
I was about to say something else. This is kind of like assumed based on what I just said, but like inversely, if you don't want to think about those things, you're going to cling to a faith, because you put faith in an external force that is making these things happen.
Guides
that's,
your hand for you.
That's not bad. You could totally live like that, and you'll just, and there's a certain Taoism to that as well, because if you, and maybe I'm speaking for predestination more, but like, if you believe that somebody is guiding you, something is guiding you through life, you're going to go about however you're going to go about.
Because there's a reason for it.
Because somebody else is doing it. Because, and, you know, it is what it is. And you can choose to, like, do your own things because you're a little thing. Or you can just say that that's what I was supposed to do.
Yes.
You know?
No, I feel you.
Or if you do something that you feel bad about and it's regret, then you're going to say that you weren't supposed to do it.
That,
and you strayed.
My mom
sinned.
Does that. My mom loves this concept of like, there's like family vacation. People had to wait like 6 hours to come, so they had to get on the road way later.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, there's a reason. There's a reason we shouldn't have been on the road that early.
Yeah.
There's a reason why. There's a car. There's something.
Well, I believe in that.
Went earlier, and I don't.
I believe everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason.
Well,
something for this. It's like the fact that we had to leave later on our trip is because if we didn't, something bad was going to happen.
Oh, no, that's OCD.
It's BS.
That's OCD.
Everything happens for a reason is BS in my opinion. Really, I don't think that makes sense. Everything happens that's very human-centric. That's very, that's very individualist of, everything that happens to me happens for a reason. To me, it's more things happen, and then you twist around due to those things, and then something else happens. But I don't think it's that happened, that there's a reason that happened. It's just that that happened in you as an individual, moved in an adjacent way, and a million things happen every day, and as a result, that's where you end up. I don't think it's for a reason. Who says?
If there's a part of that I could believe, because I've said that before, everything happens for a reason. If you go through life, so you're making all these, you have these sensory experiences and you're making decisions and things like that, you're going to look back on those decisions over time and those sensory experiences, and you're going to judge it, and you're going to say, did that work out for me, or should I have not done that? And if you're happy with it, if you are willing to say, regardless of if it was right or wrong, something's going to pan out.
Yes.
So, and that maybe bleeds into the idea of karma too,
All right. Question for you.
Okay.
What do you believe in?
How do you mean?
What do you believe in life? Everyone believes in things. What would you say if you had to boil you down to something, what do you believe in chiefly first? Sit with it. Ruminate if you need.
I'm close.
Oh God, I'm close. Oh God.
Oh God. Oh little God.
I love thinking.
Thinking. Consciousness.
Damn. Ha, got it. Yeah. My last word was the one you were.
Yeah. It's just, I think it's the most powerful thing that a person can do is have consciousness and intent and the ability to just sit and follow a train of ideas. Within your own head. It's really amazing to me. And I was talking with my girlfriend about transcendent meditation and those kind of things. And we were having an hour long discussion on what does it mean to transcend? Because is it a state where you are in is your soul transcending, and
can your consciousness truly leave yourself?
Can it leave yourself, or is that feeling still within yourself, but it's just a new level of I'm okay and I'm this is how I am?
It's the second one.
That's what I choose to believe, but also who's to say?
Who is to say?
Because it is just it's a feeling.
I think it's more that kind of stuff you can't ever truly leave yourself because you're tethered to your brain and stuff, but I think it takes you out of your conscious brain into your subconscious.
Yeah.
You know, we have 27 senses or something around there. All these different things in terms of balance. There's so much stuff that works in the back of our heads to create our consciousness.
Yeah.
So we view, I always say this to people, where does your brain, where do you think you start? Not your body, but where do you start? When you look down, you can see your whole body, so it's not there.
Yes, yes.
It's somewhere in your head, behind your eyes, brain.
Where does it stop being?
Somewhere in your brain, but it's not. I feel like I exist in front of my brain. It's right behind your face is where I feel like the consciousness really is.
Yeah.
Weird thing to think about, but I think about that all the time. And I think that it
feels like the back of my head to me.
Yeah. So to me, it's I feel like there's, I don't know. Anyways, that consciousness, when you do stuff like transcendent meditation, things like that, it just, I think, takes you out of that front brain and it takes you into more of your inner head. And so sometimes people feel like they're kind of above themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because you, as much as you can't see this, you're aware of it. Mm-hmm. Awareness is this huge concept that we know. We rely so much on our vision because our vision is our first primal sight. Our sight is our primal sense. And so we rely on vision. But if you take vision away, so many other things come into the picture. And when you take that away, it allows you to kind of come out of yourself or what you perceive to be yourself,
right,
which to me is right behind the eyes.
Yeah.
That's how I view that. What time are we at?
We're at 25.
Probably a good place to end.
Well, I'd like
closing
to end.
Closing remarks.
Okay, so another thing from Little God, which I hope you all look at.
13 minutes long, worth a listen.
We'll leave a link to the Spotify description. So the last thing that I wanted to mention that this made me think about was how if God is out there, if a being came down, little God style, like
Pinto
I'm
bean.
God, I can do all these things.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm God.
Part the Red Sea, you know, all those things. And we can ask it, what's the secret to life? Will we believe it? Because is it
God's
just
this thing we can't even touch? If we can touch it, is it God?
It's just the level of if it can perform miracles, but they can be scientifically explained. Like, oh yeah, wormholes are fathomable, so to time travel, that's another dimension through
what's
a wormhole, things like
what's
that. Yeah, it's just you can explain away certain things. There's a level where maybe we can explain certain things in the future, but our human intellect now can't
understand
it. So it's just, there's that level to it as well. But at the end of it all, existence, what does it mean? I don't think that question can ever be answered.
It's very highly personal.
I don't think it can be answered, because if there is an omnipresent being, are we going to believe that it's actually that being?
Mm-hmm.
How would it, because if we can scientifically explain things away, how are we going to believe that that is really?
That's level of faith. If
yeah.
you chase science,
yes.
you chase truth, you'll never be able to. If you don't and you chase faith and belief, it'll be very easy for you to.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is.
So
I will leave with a question. What do you know? What is knowing? What do you truly, if you can boil things down, what can you really say you know?
Not what you heard.
What do you know? What does truth mean to you? What is the goal of knowledge in life? And what will satiate that to make you happy?
And with that,
we say,
thanks for tuning in.
We'll see you next time.
Sunday.
Sundays at the station. Thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
I Believe in Miracles is going to play now. Since you came along, you sex a thing. Ugh.